what hits her. She knows what hits her. Kentucky woman. She calls for marriage.
WBC member Shirley Phelps Roper sang songs, one of them about Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis, near MSU's Laughlin Health Building. Although her church is staunchly opposed to same-sex marriage, as is Davis, Phelps Roper calls the clerk a hypocrite because she's been married several times.
You can't have adultery and say that I can live in adultery and these people can't live in same-sex marriage. She enabled their sin. She took away all the moral high ground. But yet then, in a shameful fashion, hiding behind the government, she's standing over there as the government, saying, I'm not going to obey the law. Look at all the awful examples she's setting.
Westboro members believe the United States is doomed because it is abandoning moral and biblical standards. Fred Phelps Jr. was among the WBC protesters. He concedes it's not a message that most people want to hear.
Well, you know, they got upset with Jonah when he told them, and they got upset with Lot when he told them, they got upset with Noah when he told them. Truth hurts sometimes, but that's what's going on. If this country actually sincerely thinks that they can do this, what they're doing, coming right up to God Almighty and kicking him in the shins, they've got another thing coming.
Moorhead Minister Randy Smith is also opposed to same-sex marriage and has supported Kim Davis in her stand against it. But he says the Westboro Baptist Church does not speak for him.
I just want people to understand that what is represented here today is not typical of what a Christian is or should be.
Smith says the WBC message is riddled with hate, and that's not Christian. Three Moorhead State students who attended the rally were equally unimpressed, but for different reasons.
For it to be early, this early in the morning, I think it was probably the funniest thing I've seen all day. I mean, it was a comedy skit, to say the least.
It's entertaining, but I don't agree with any of it.
I get that they're doing it out of religious reasons, but if you're going to protest something on a religious basis, I think you should do it in a much friendlier way.
Fewer than 50 people attended the demonstration, and there were no incidents between Westboro members and those who watched the event. For Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Dan Conte.